In the era of big data, everyone is registered as something, right? Which should make it easier to find and register voters. Well, this week in Oregon, motor vehicle records are placing hundreds of thousands of people on the voter rolls with a few simple computer keystrokes.
This bill is about making government work better, treating citizens as customers, and giving them access to the service they expect. When someone moves to Oregon, why should they have to fill out multiple forms for multiple agencies? They should be able to complete one form, one time.
And become a voter in the state of Oregon. That's brand new Oregon Governor Kate Brown speaking on Monday about a law that uses DMV records to automatically register residents to vote and gives residents a 21-day period to opt out if they want to. Sounds like a great idea to Pennsylvania Senator and Democratic Appropriations Chair Vincent Hughes. Senator, welcome.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing that Oregon is way ahead of you out here?
Well, we're just taking a great idea in Oregon and expanding it, because, as you know, the Oregon law relates directly to their Department of Transportation interactions. What we've learned from the Oregon concept is, why should we stop there at Department of Transportation? Why don't we engage the citizens of Pennsylvania in every interaction that they have with state government? So if they're applying for a state loan or a state grant for their children to go to higher education and get a college degree, they're applying to a state university. If they need assistance in our Department of Human Services or just about any interaction with the state of Pennsylvania, our bill would provide essentially the same option. They're automatically registered to vote, and they get an opportunity to opt out if they choose to.
You know, you raise a pretty interesting point. How many people or what percentage of people do you think the state deals with in all kinds of transactions that you've described who are unregistered?
Well, there's an old saying in state government, and it probably relates to every state in the nation, that the state sees you when you're born and the state sees you when you die, you know, from your birth certificate to your death certificate. So, you know, essentially, Every citizen, every adult citizen at some point probably has some interaction with state government. They've got to file state taxes. They've got to file state records. They've got to utilize the state just about in every aspect of their lives at some point during their life. And we just think it's the 21st century. We need to be proactive about increasing democracy. We need to be proactive about increasing civic engagement. And as the governor said in your tape, we need to utilize the technology that we have available to us to simplify those processes. And if we can automatically register someone to vote with their own individual option to opt out, why not do that? It makes sense. It saves money. But the most important thing, it increases democracy. It gets people engaged in the public process, the civic process, the right to vote.
Oregon seemed to have gotten about 300,000 easy, you know, new registrants as a result of this program. Mm-hmm. How many sort of easy new additions to the rolls would you get from this program? And then what would be left to really go after to get, as you say, full participation?
Well, we've not run those numbers on easy versus hard yet, but, you know, Pennsylvania is a little bit larger state than Oregon. We've got about 10 million adults in Pennsylvania. About 8 million of them are registered to vote. So we've got about 2 million folks who are kind of hanging out there that we need to capture. If Oregon can do about 300,000, largely through their Department of Transportation, the Department of Motor Vehicles, we can probably match that number and increase that number just through our similar department, which is a Department of Transportation. We call it PennDOT in Pennsylvania. But then when you add on the other departments, the other agencies, and make this universal, because our program is called Universal Automatic Voter Registration, then we can probably get real close to getting almost 100% of the adults in Pennsylvania registered to vote.
Can people use the argument against the photo ID against this program as well, in that if people aren't engaged with the state, that there are individuals who maybe don't have driver's licenses, who fall out of the category of sort of universal participation that the formula in this bill would put forth, that you'd also end up disenfranchising people who don't have the kinds of interactions with the state that would qualify them?
No, I don't think so. I think this is one tool to get folks registered to vote. We should be in the business of utilizing the technology through this concept, but we should also be in the business of, I think, going out and being active and aggressive in getting folks registered to vote. Currently, we have on our law something called the motor voter law, which is when you engage with the Department of Motor Vehicles, that you're asked if you want to register to vote. And so, you know, that again is a process that the state is engaged in, asking and being proactive to get people engaged in the registration. What we're saying is that we need to keep those things going on, maybe even expand that effort. But while we're doing that, let's be smart. Let's be wise. Let's take the technology that is available to us. Let's take these systems that should be talking to one another. Let's get all that data together. Let's get people registered to vote. We already have a statewide voter database already in place that the state government has and is publicly accessible. It makes no sense that systems don't talk to one another and say, all right, who's hanging out there? Let's figure out a way where we can get them engaged. And then let's utilize, as I said, our interactions, our daily interaction with state government. Let's utilize that smartly and, again, get people registered.
Senator Vincent Hughes, thanks so much.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Democratic State Senator Vincent Hughes represents Pennsylvania's 7th District in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.